Chapter 13. Let every soul be subject to the authorities that are above him. For there is no authority except from God, and those that exist are set up by God, so that he that sets himself in opposition to the authority resists the ordinance of God. And they who thus resist shall bring sentence of guilt on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to a good work, but to an evil one. Dost thou desire then not to be afraid of the authority? Practice what is good, and thou shalt have praise from it. For it is God's minister to thee for good. But if thou practicest evil, fear, for it bears not the sword in vain. For it is God's minister, an avenger for wrath to him that does evil. Wherefore it is necessary to be subject, not only on account of wrath, but also on account of conscience. For on this account ye pay tribute also, for they are God's officers, attending continually on this very thing. Render to all their dues, to whom tribute is due, tribute, to whom custom, custom, to whom fear, fear, to whom honour, honour. Owe no one anything, unless to love one another, for he that loves another has fulfilled the law. For thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not lust. And if there be any other commandment, it is summed up in this word, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. Love works no ill to its neighbour. Love, therefore, is the whole law. Verse 11. This also, knowing the time, that it is already time that we should be aroused out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, and the day is near. Let us cast away therefore the works of darkness, and let us put on the armour of light. As in the day, let us walk becomingly, not in rioting and drunkenness, nor in chambering and lasciviousness, nor in strife and emulation, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not take forethought for the flesh to fulfil its lusts.